So you've been here more than almost two decades, and you've had other school systems, I guess, express interest, at least I heard from a couple of other people. I mean, why decide that Urbana would be the place to stay?
Well, Urbana has always been like my second home to me. I'm originally from Kankakee, Illinois, but Urbana was a place that gave me an opportunity not only to be a head coach a number of years ago, but also to become an administrator. And my children went through their Urbana schools, and I'm very proud of what they've been able to accomplish. And we really felt that Urbana, as I said earlier, is a second home, and it's one of the places I really wanted to be able to pursue a career as far as a superintendent. So I think it's a great place. It's a great place to raise children, and we have very good schools that we're wanting to make even better.
And you're obviously familiar with the situations that Urbana faces, having been the assistant for several years. When I talked with the board vice president, John Demet, he mentioned that the question was, do we want to go off in a new direction or maintain the direction that we're in now? Mm-hmm. And obviously, the board said we're going to stay the course, I guess. What comes to your mind when you think about that, about staying the course, about the direction that the system is in right now?
Well, I think in speaking with the board and Mr. Demet in particular, I think we've done some really good things from the standpoint of diversifying our staff, also from building our curriculum to communicating with the community on issues that are pertinent, and really working with individual children in order to give them an opportunity for success. I think all of those things come into being as far as what we have done very well as an administrative team under Gene Amberg's leadership. I think my vision is also to improve on that, to really work diligently to make sure that all of our children have the opportunity for academic success. And I think in my vision or in my words to the board, I really try to lay out a way of getting there, a route to get there as a district in the future. And I'm very happy that they accepted that and would like me to lead this district.
What are the needs? If there is one thing that you'd pick out as one particular issue that needs addressing at the moment, what would it be, priority?
Well, we have a challenge, Tom, before us. Our demographics have changed over the years. We have a smaller population in Urbana, but our population has become even more challenging from the standpoint of we have, percentage-wise, a larger low-income population. And with that comes a need for support. We look at it as a challenge because we truly believe that all children can learn, given the right support and opportunity. And when you're working with children who come from a lower socioeconomic background, you can't take things as a given. And so, therefore, it's really imperative for us to be able to find the support necessary from a resource standpoint to give those families what they need. And so schools have become, in many ways, a one-shop kind of option in that we have health care, we have social work, we have counseling, we have a number of different things that allow our children to succeed. So those are some of the things that we're really looking at.
It's a fairly big change from when you came in 20 years ago. Is there a change really in the nature of the school system?
Well, I think, Tom, with NCLB, I think it's changed a lot of things. I mean, the whole concept of assessment and adequate yearly progress, terms that most people, 20 years ago wouldn't have a clue as far as what that meant. And the state and the federal government taking a more active role as far as what's being taught and how well the children are mastering it. So I think those are the major changes that have occurred.
And those are situations that every system faces with no child left behind. And Urbana has had there are very strict federal standards that you have to face, and some schools have not met those standards at certain times. So Urbana Middle School, for example. Mm-hmm. How do you keep up? How do you bring the schools up to the level of achievement that the new federal regulations require, and elevate those because the standards will go up soon?
Well, I think the key thing, Tom, is for us to make sure that we're doing everything possible to give our children an opportunity to be successful, not only as far as these assessments are concerned, whether it's ISAT or the PSAE at the high school level, but it's also to make sure that we communicate with our constituencies and let them know what we're actually doing and what these tests actually mean, and to understand what subgroups are, because quite honestly, when you look at Urbana School District and you compare it with other school districts primarily in the area, maybe outside of Champaign, you have to really be able to understand what the effect of subgroups are as it relates to assessments. And I know that this is a different topic than we actually started with, but
some subgroups being lower income students versus others by race, by gender, by other things.
Well, all of the things: mm-hmm. culture, socioeconomic levels, race. You take a look at social groups. Take a look at the subgroups themselves, Tom, and see how traditionally these subgroups have scored on these particular assessments, and really take a good hard look at how effective the districts are in elevating those subgroups and how do they compare with the state averages. And I think when you do that, you'll see that Urbana has done a tremendous job of moving our children from where they come in to a mastery level. We're not there yet, but I really truly feel that we've found through after school programs, summer intensive programs, support during the school day, and changing some of the day-to-day scheduling, especially at our middle school and our high school, to meet some of those needs as far as those assessments, we're really on the road to making that happen as far as narrowing the achievement gap that persists among those subgroups.
And in particular with racial equity, because of and that's been an issue quite a bit in Champaign. They handle it under the terms of a consent decree. What different approach has worked in Urbana as far as that goes, and how do you assess the success so far in bridging the achievement gap in this particular district?
Well, again, I really can't speak to Champaign because I haven't really been a part of any of the negotiations as it pertains to the consent decree.
But you've seen there, what's happened.
From afar, yeah.
Right.
And sometimes, unless you're right there, you really don't know because you're picking up bits and pieces. But I would say the economic gap is even in some areas more of a challenge than the racial gap is. And I say that simply because in Urbana, even when you look, if we're talking racially and say we're talking with our African-American student population, when we look at our African-American student population, fully about 80 to 87% are in the area of free and reduced lunch. So it's pretty difficult to separate the low income kind of characteristics from the racial characteristics. So I say what we try to do is take each student individually and give them the support necessary for them to be successful. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. When it doesn't work, usually some of those factors are mobility, because mobility is a key item as far as academic success is concerned. If a family is moving from place to place and not having a stable home life, it's very difficult for that student within the school.
Because they'll switch teachers, not just homes.
Teachers, schools, sometimes not having the necessary things in life, food, clothing, shelter, things that go beyond testing. NCLB doesn't have a test for that, but that's the reality that you're working with when you're working with children of poverty.
you're well aware of other realities involving funding the school system as well. What do you think of what the future path may be with all the uncertainty over state funding in particular, the latest proposals for state lottery funds going to education? I mean, what do you do as an incoming superintendent to worry about, you know, what the financial situation will be like in the next year, nonetheless the next 5 or 10?
Tom, I had the opportunity to hear a spokesperson probably about a month and a half ago. I think Urban League and maybe the Chamber brought this gentleman in, and I can't recall his name right now. He was out of Cincinnati. But he made a statement that just kind of hit home when it comes to the whole issue of finances. It is what it is. We have to work with what we have. I'm not expecting any great windfall from anyone, including the state or the federal government or locally. We have to live within our means and make do with what we actually have. And I think Urbana has tried to do that, I know, since Dr. Amberg's tenure here. And sometimes it's simpler to do. And sometimes when you have increased expenditures, you have to have cutbacks and things of that nature. But you have to live within your means. And looking into the future now, I don't see that changing much.
And obviously, that also makes you a cheerleader for economic development, too, I would guess.
Most definitely. Urbana is a great place to live, and we hope businesses come in and take advantage of that.
How do you work with the situation where, and I know that Urbana schools have had a fairly higher tax rate than others as well, how do you create, maintain that balance between in what may be a more competitive environment for business to look at school districts and tax rates and that sort of thing?
Well, see, Tom, I see you haven't looked at the latest numbers to see that Urbana is no longer at the top as far as tax rates are concerned. We're somewhere down in the lower third, I think, around this area. So we've had a significant effect as far as tax caps on our tax rates. So I think we're very competitive, and I think the city has done a real good job of really promoting what Urbana has to offer. And as a school system, as I say, we have to live within our means, and that's what we've been doing. And I think businesses, and you're seeing a few more businesses locating in Urbana, and we hope to see the trend continue.
Personally, well, what's it like to be coming in at number one?
Well, probably around July 1st, 2007, I could probably have a little better feel for that since Gene is here for another year and we'll be transitioning. But from my own personal view, I'm excited about it. I look forward to the opportunity to affect the lives of children in the community. And I take it as an honor that I've been given this opportunity to lead Urbana School District for the next number of years. And I look forward to the challenge.
All right.